So you got that?
I know things.
There you go. As always, we want to thank the sponsors of the show, Heritage Building Maintenance, Palmer Group, Northwest Bank, Woodman Controls, and Des Moines Orthopedic Centers.
Was Donny Osmond a little bit country or a little bit rock and roll?
He was a little bit of rock and roll.
There you go. All right. All right.
I did not mind watching the Donny and Marie show.
Yeah.
I watch it all the time. It was much better than watching Lawrence Welk with my grandma. But
what was it? It was Hee Haw. Good. Hee Haw, Lawrence Welk, and then Love. Yeah. Love Boat and Fantasy Island or whatever. Hee Haw. Oh, yeah.
That was really good. Okay. Today's show, B Styles, we have the radio fixed. We have the radio going. We have the telephones fixed. I think Andrew Steenblok's coming in here today if he can get off work.
Okay.
Get his stuff done.
Pretty busy over at Palmer Group over there.
Really busy at Palmer Group. Talk a little NBA, NCAA, B talking about a whole bunch of stuff. Not going to lie, got a lot of good response. Anytime that we have Randy Wehofer on, people are like, I had 6 or 7 text messages when I'm driving. I'm not supposed to be looking at them, but I did. And they're like, we should have asked him this. You should have asked him that. I said, we have a phone, but the phone didn't work. We didn't know the phone didn't work at that time.
Text is always good.
Text, yeah. Text us and say, hey, ask him this. It's going to be a lot of fun having Randy in here every week.
And you know what? For knowing the starter pistol, if you will, is going off a few days from now. 7:08, Friday night, home opener, fireworks. I mean, it's supposed to kiss almost 70 degrees, but there's also
some chance
of rain. we're in a highlighted area for some
fun stuff,
some boomers possibly.
Yeah. I saw some video. I went on Randy's iCubs Twitter account and was showing the field is gorgeous. It is so nice.
I know that place is
always was jealous of our boys to be able to get to play there. Well, it's kind of cool.
I've walked out there before. Didn't have the talent set to play there.
I've walked the bases. I don't even think I ran the bases. So, looking forward to talking to B and looking forward to seeing Andrew as well. So we are gone Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of this week. I'm in Vegas, and then we are off on Monday because it's the national championship game, and we'll jump into that here in a few as well. Women's basketball last night, and if you are a fan of LSU and Iowa and you watch those two games last night, you got an uphill climb. Those are two really, really good teams.
It's four phenomenal teams.
It is.
I mean just the viewership, the excitement, the national buzz. I mean, this is awesome.
And it's coming from all different perspectives. I mean, you look at LSU, the coach kind of outweighs the players. They have really good players, but Kim she's one of those coaching matchups that she says, you know what we're going to do? This is what we're going to do. I love my girls. She did this at Baylor as well.
Mm-hmm.
I love my girls. I don't want them to have to take the heat. I'll take the heat.
Right.
And then you have the South Carolina coach, and you can tell Caitlin Clark loves her some Lisa Bluter and Jan Jensen. Mm-hmm. She loves her some Dawn Staley too. She has said how much she has learned from Coach Staley.
It's learned respect. I didn't realize I'm thinking, okay, this can be a cool game, Iowa and South Carolina. Then South Carolina, Gamecocks, and it's sorry, my brain throws up a red flag when it shouldn't, but the three bigs for South Carolina,
it's going to be a game of okay, we're going to get easy shots, and you guys are going to have to make threes, and they play good defense too, but I think
there's so many different paths that you've heard. I mean, whether we both follow Steph Cupley on Twitter. Her thing was, I'm so happy for Iowa to be here. And she falls in the category of Cyclone. I'm so happy right here, but I am scared to death that they are going to get waxed by South Carolina.
12 points.
And then it goes, but I could totally see it being a well-battled win.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you just don't, it's two different styles, two different, it's going to be a great game. What is it, 8-10 Friday night?
Yep, how the game, I just had it up, how the game's going to be called. They were not, happy last night on how that game was called, who South Carolina beat last night. Not at all.
Yes.
Were they, did they think that was a... officiated game. Yeah. So, it's going to be, because they, I mean, it got to a point where it was pretty scary, about where that game was last night. I'm trying to find
the score.
It was 86-75, and right. Every time Maryland cut into that lead, there were some questionable calls. It's like, I know it, I get it. And to have someone in here like Randy to be able to say, you know, they probably really, you know, they don't do it on purpose. I'm just thinking, subconsciously, do they do it? Because I want to believe that. I want to believe that this is all on the up and up. I really do. It's just sometimes I have a hard time buying into
it. You just feel sometimes things are ruddered for bigger purposes. But, I am amazed. I mean, I guess I really I take that back. I'm not. I mean, the fact that we're just watching good basketball, and
I agree with
it's
that.
I've heard so many people say my parents who don't have a vested interest, nor do they watch college ball, are having watch parties to watch Caitlin because it's and you heard it all over the place. But I mean, it's everybody's liking this back to the days where. Even if you weren't a NBA fan, you made time to watch the 90s Bulls.
Oh, yeah.
You know, type of deal. It's that type of, everybody's going to be talking about it around the proverbial water cooler. I better be, you know, checking out what's going on.
So you get LSU, Virginia Tech are at 6. And yep. I we'll talk about.
I haven't even seen the line on that. I would LSU that one in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I think LSU Virginia Tech is like 3.5, and Iowa South Carolina is I've seen it as high as 12. I've seen it at 10.5.
Good Lord, I'd take that.
Yeah, that's a
cover all day.
It's a big number, but it also, you know,
Iowa's going to cover.
Yeah, I don't think they're. Yeah, I agree with that. I think that's very very reasonable to have that happen that way. I'm trying to think of, you know. Virginia Tech had that – they had that same type of game last night too where they would make a run and then did they – so they had Ohio State. Virginia Tech had Ohio State. Ohio State would make a run and then they were in foul trouble. I mean, it was a continuous foul trouble to guard. I mean, they're big squats. Virginia Tech has two good size inside outside players. So, I still think, when all is going to be said and done, I think you'll see, because after watching last night, and Alea Boston had a good game last night, and I get it. I watched that game from beginning to end. She's the third best player on that team. She's going to make a ton of money because she's a big and she can run up and down. The WNBA doesn't have a lot of that. She still has to have somebody help her. She has two teammates that don't have to have anybody help them.
Right.
They can just get
the
ball.
She needs
the
feed in for her to do her job.
So that, I mean, that's
really, she's amazing. Amazing at her job.
Inside the lane.
Right. Absolutely.
Unbelievable.
Right.
You just can't compare some of these other players that you're playing against. And she was playing against. I mean, either one of those two, Virginia Tech or South Carolina, were playing against second and third team All-Americans, and they just couldn't hit shots.
Right.
Now, Caitlin can have an off game. I'm putting my bet on she's going to make some shots.
Yeah, I agree with that too. But I also, from what we've seen through this whole tournament, I'm looking, you know, Gabby Marshall to make a difference.
Yep.
Warnock. I mean,
they got to hit shots
when they get the feeds. Are they going to shut down Susano on the inside? I mean, I know you shake your head in a nodding yes, but some of that quickness, like we talked about, Caitlin's got the rebound and she's already down in the lane making the pass. You know,
if Monica will run,
right?
I think we could wear him down.
Right.
Stokey, I think Stokey is the key.
Right.
Not on the defensive end, she needs to stay out of foul trouble. And then she needs to run them. And she needs to run up and down the floor, and they need to get her the ball and get her some easy buckets. I think what's going to happen is they're going to get the ball to Monica, and Monica's going to have to be able to be strong and pass out of it to get to Kate Martin or Gabby Marshall, or to Caitlin back out.
Right.
Because Caitlin has to stay out of foul trouble too. And South Carolina's point guard's really good. The one thing she can't do, she can't guard Caitlin. And they're going to have to find somebody that can guard her.
I agree.
So it'll be interesting. Men's game. Coming up, you have Florida Atlantic and San Diego State. I'd love to sit here and I don't think you're beating San Diego State. I love the way they play basketball. They play basketball like the NCAA. They play hard defense. It's rough, tough. You know, that Florida Atlantic San Diego State game is going to be based on how the referees call the game.
I agree. But I feel more of a magic bubble around Florida Atlantic.
I do too. I just think San Diego State's a better team. That UConn-Miami game is going to be great. Those are two well-coached teams. They do a lot of great things. There's nothing – it's really funny. Someone said that to me. Well, there's no excitement. I'm like, the excitement is watching these four teams – run up and down the floor and play basketball how you're supposed to play basketball.
How do you say there's not an excitement? I mean,
because there's not a dude. And I think that's what people are saying.
There's not a blue blood in there.
Well,
there's not an evil. You always want to – so half the people can go for Kansas and the other half can't. You know, that type of thing. There doesn't seem to be – hell, UConn's the worst evil we've got in this situation. They're not exactly the evil
the
empire.
The women's team are the evil empire,
exactly.
Not the men.
Exactly.
Dan Hurley, how do you not love Dan Hurley? I love Dan Hurley. But my rebuttal to those guys, and this is water cooler talk, it was, you know, a little bit of social media. Who was the superstar that you turned on the TV this year for college basketball?
Caitlin Clark.
Right. But on the men's side, there's just a lot of good teams.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at the Big 12. I mean, Zach Edey. I mean, did you really turn the TV on to watch Zach
Marcus
Edey
Noel?
Purdue?
I saw a lot of him. I didn't exactly mean to tune in, but I saw a lot of him.
Yeah, I mean, and he played really well.
Yeah,
but he played stink games against Iowa State, and then he played a great game against Iowa State. But
right.
I mean,
you step up, and
there was nobody that you went. I mean, I can't tell you who the number one pick's going to be next year. I got no idea. I don't think anybody has any idea.
I just remember watching Purdue at the beginning of the season with Edey, and I thought, wow. They're just going to walk to the promised land, but then they got figured out.
And you know, Randy was he said it yesterday. We've said it on this show. This isn't about Zach Edey and what's around him. His three people in his backcourt and the small forward, all freshmen, sophomores. He's a fifth year senior or a fourth year senior.
Right.
That's why Drake and you're saying Miami and all these four teams.
Right.
It's going to be the oldest Final Four that we've had probably since 1985. And that's not what we're used to, right?
No.
We're used to, you know,
we're more worried about one and done or two and dones. Now we've got COVID year players going for their
five years. And, you know, you have Iowa State. Everybody's looking to Iowa State. It's the first time that, you know, we've had a bunch of players that kind of fit roles. Now we have players who TJ gets to figure out what kind of role he wants to give them.
Exactly.
You know, now I have somebody that can score from the inside. They can score from the outside. I got all that stuff. It's in a lot of those teams. It'll be interesting. I want to ask B a little bit about the Iowa men because you're getting rumblings there, too, that there's still maybe a couple more players that transfer. The fact that it was quiet in Iowa State today on the women's side scares me more than rumors out there.
The concern is there is an uncomfortable bubble with the women's program up in Ames.
It is.
I don't want to be the one to lead a conversation out either, but it doesn't exactly feel we got things on the right path for the Iowa men's program.
No. I think there's...
There's so much...
I think there's a little gray turmoil,
indecision of who's going to be the core, who's coming back. I mean... The fact that there was there was even talk of, hey, the Notre Dame job's open. Is that what Fran wants to do? That shouldn't even be a thought.
No. And you know, you don't know what's Patrick going to do without Connor being there.
Right. Right, exactly.
Is Peyton Sanford going to be happy? You know, he during the season, I don't think he was happy. I think once the tournament came around, he got more shots. He was getting 20
exactly.
shots a game. You don't, and to be really truthful, it's different. I still have a lot of people telling me that Chris is coming back, and I'm thinking, man, if Chris was coming back, he'd already say, I'm coming back.
Consensus All-American?
Yep.
Yep.
I don't know. I don't think so, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're coming to you live on 1700 The Champ AM, 101.3 FM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Plenty more to talk about. We'll be back right after this break.
Here's a look at...
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Tuesday.
Tuesday.
I had to remember.
Tuesday.
It is Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're happy that you came in and are enjoying the show with us. We're coming to you live on 1700 The Champ AM, 101.3 FM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Twitter, at Scott Brower underscore 13, at Steen on Sports, at Happy Hour underscore SS, and at 1700 The Champ. B Styles coming in at 5:21. We'll give him a call. Phones are working today.
Got the phone fixed.
Andrew's supposed to be coming in here. Hopefully we can get him in the 4:40 hour.
Talk a little NBA.
NBA.
Yeah.
He's excited about that. I think they have maybe 6 games left.
I was gonna say, I know we're real close.
Yeah, it's getting really close. So,
and we'll have to ask. I forget. Is it like all teams except for 2 get into the playoffs in the NBA?
I think it's 4. Right? It's the bottom 4.
I can't wait to ask him that.
You really know they're bad if you don't make the NBA playoffs. You got the breed, buddy.
Northwest Bank. Commitments you can bank on. Taking care of your personal business, mortgage, agricultural, private banking, wealth management, insurance needs every day your way. Locations in West Des Moines, 2 in Ankeny, 1 in Ames, 3 locations in Omaha, many across the northwest side of the state. Northwest Financial Group earned the Top Workplace Award for the 8th year in a row from Des Moines Register. Check out Northwest Bank's mobile app for ease of doing banking whenever your phone is in your hand. Also, take advantage of applying online for loans from Northwest Bank. Once again, don't wait. Open an account with Northwest Bank. Commitments you can bank on. But you can count on. Member FDIC.
Okay. Couple of things on the women's tournament. And we'll move on because we just have a ton of stuff to talk about.
Yes.
Tickets for the Final Four for women's games are above $300 for the women's games.
I heard anything worth was six. Yeah. I was going to say was six something.
And this is coming from last year when they didn't have food and they didn't have workout equipment.
Yes.
I think things have changed. The other thing, so the things that people are always naysaying about women's sports, women's basketball in general, well, nobody wants to go. It's not a hot ticket and nobody watches. This is this year's 2 Sunday Elite Eight games. The Iowa Louisville game was right at 2.5 million people watched. The Miami LSU game was 1.89 last year. It was 1 million, and the South Carolina for Creighton, South Carolina, and the Texas Stanford game was 1.2. So they've pretty much doubled their audience.
Right, and from what and the crazy stats are getting thrown out there, it's they're more than half of what the men's are pulling.
Yes.
But it's also because it was on cable.
Right, because it's on ESPN and not on ABC or CBS.
But huge increases in numbers for them. Yep. But if you look at it from a NBA standpoint, what the NBA games are pulling, they're doubling what the NBA games are pulling.
And there's no doubt. And it's maybe I don't know if Andrew will agree with that, but to me, it's a better product. I mean, the NBA is predictable, you know.
Well,
it's fun. It's fun to watch
you,
the
you've
NBA.
You've got to, right.
But
I mean,
you can watch the first quarter and the fourth quarter, and you can miss the in between, and you're still perfectly fine.
I know, but it's you just don't jump in and start watching NBA. I mean, you get it because it's basketball, but I mean, you've got to know the backstories. You got to know the battles. You got to know the who's hot, who's on, you know, who's injured, this and this. I mean, it's. But it's no different than you just don't sit down and watch a NASCAR race and go, oh, the guy in the lead, he's cool. No, not really, because it's actually, the backstory to figure out why it matters.
I used to love watching racing until I went to a race. And I can't watch a race on TV after being at a race. Being at a NASCAR race is much more
fun. Right, right.
I mean, the sound. It's just the sound. I mean, it's incredible. And the electricity that's in there, it's...
The energy is no. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so two fun things about Caitlin, and we kind of talked about these a little bit yesterday. First off, she hit a three-pointer, and her buddy from Louisville said something to her as they were walking down the court.
Van Lith, yes, Van Lith. And she did the John Cena.
She was doing the John Cena.
You can't see me.
Boom, John Cena on it.
Doesn't matter if we can see you, nobody can still guard you.
He was right on Caitlin Clark, following Caitlin Clark. Yeah. I mean, that's 3 million. That's 3 million people follow John Cena.
Oh, I thought it was 3.6. I mean, it's a lot of people. But she's had what? Steph Curry. She's had LeBron. She's had how many people?
She has them all.
Yeah.
Well, and the other one is when they were going back. Her and how'd you say her name? Lift, not
Van Lith.
Van Lith. When she was yakking, they were walking by each other, and she was yakking, and you can see Caitlin go, "You're down 15. Shut up." I'm like, yes, that is what it needs.
It's good to see the competitiveness.
Yeah, I like.
We've had some moments throughout this tournament get a little beyond competitive and out of hand. But I mean, still, you want the chippy because you want the rivalry. You want all this about it. It's one of the things everybody talks about with Caitlin Clark. Is it cockiness? Is it confidence? And that's why there's so many people that are, she's uncontrolled. No, she's not. She backs it up. That's the thing. We talked about whether it's Aaron Rodgers. Man, he's kind of out there and wacky. But if you back it up, it doesn't matter.
Patrick Mahomes does crazy things.
Right.
And until it costs something, he's going to keep doing crazy things.
If you can take an eccentric, out there, cocky attitude, and if you back it up with scoreboard, you get away with it.
That's my favorite thing. It's my favorite, speaking of a person like that, it's my favorite Kobe Bryant story. Kobe Bryant and Pau Gasol they're like brothers.
Yes, they were.
Pau is actually pretty much raising his kids with his wife. They go to the Olympic game, and they play Pau's team in the first game. Pretty good team. They have some really good players. And Kobe said, "Hey, I want you, as soon as you get the ball, bring the ball down the floor. We're gonna run a pick. He's gonna try to fight through it, and I'm gonna knock him on his can." And everybody laughed and said, "Yeah, whatever." And he goes, I mean, he knocks him on his can, and all it was Kevin Garnett and a couple other people are just staring at Kobe. And Kobe walked over and he goes, "He has to know. We're brothers, but not now." And I'm like, that's
awesome.
That's what she is.
Right.
You know what? Don't mess with my teammates. And as soon as we get done with the game, we're going to be buddies. You know, you're going to yap at me.
It's going to be the competitive nature. Yep. But if it's mutual earned respect, then it's a tight bond.
Yep. And I totally get that. Yesterday you asked me about Lamar Jackson, and I had some really interesting talks today with a couple of people. So I'm going to have to get Matt. So I face south and Matt faces north, and we flip around and we have like a bookcase in between us with an opening.
Gotcha.
And we sit and we talk sports all day. And I'm like, you know, you might as well just come into the studio.
Well, that's and plus, I'm sure your supervising crew is happy to hear you say that.
We still get work done. But we're sitting there and we were talking today, and he brought up Lamar today. And he's like, what do you think he's going to do? And he sent me this. And it's something that I'm trying to figure out if I'm angry, mad, or disgusted. So Josh Allen,
mm-hmm.
and if you look at their records, are pretty close. I think I don't know if Josh has been. I don't know if they – I think they came in at the same time, because I think Josh got picked way before Lamar Jackson did. And so that matters a little bit. But Josh Allen already has $85 million in career earnings, and Lamar Jackson only has $33 million. And Matt's theory to that is Lamar Jackson needs representation.
I
totally agree with that. And I have no idea who's giving him that kind of bad advice. From the sounds of it, it's his mama. And he's not going to, you know, if my mom told me to do something, I wouldn't do anything against mom. But I think there's still some undertone to that as well. And I think that's in the NFL in general and African-American quarterbacks, it just seems different. You know, Josh Allen has taken off and ran even more than Lamar Jackson has.
Right.
But it's okay if he takes off and run. But it's not okay that Lamar Jackson takes off and run. And it's okay if Josh Allen, you know, Josh Allen can't. I mean, trying to think of the Sean
McVay.
Sean McDermott, the Buffalo Bills coach.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Went to Dorsey, their offensive coordinator, and said, next year, I'm telling you right now, he runs half as much. He is Josh Allen is our franchise quarterback,
right.
And you are going to get him killed.
I was going to say, big is big, but big can still get hurt.
I still want to run the football, but we pay people to run the football.
Right, exactly.
If he's doing it because he's getting out and running out of bounds, I'm all for it. And I think that's the same thing that happened with Lamar Jackson.
Well, okay, yes, but there's pretty big factors in the Lamar Jackson issue here, okay? Yes, he doesn't have representation. It's the guaranteed money that he is earned, right? And I also, you and I have used the word collusion. You will not negotiate with anybody that is not an official representative of.
Right. And you have teams they're saying, owners are saying, we're not letting somebody do what Cleveland did. Any of you owners, we're gonna start hammering on you if you go out and do this again.
Because trust me, there's two or three of them. They're like,
I think I can do it.
You know, somebody is going to get, you know, $63 million this year. Why not him?
I think he can be had if you gave him 3 years, $40 million, and just wrote him a check. You wrote him a check for $120 million. Do it however you need to get around there. He's getting $40 million a year. Give him whatever for a
– guaranteed.
All guaranteed.
Nah, it ain't gonna happen.
No.
Owners are very disgusted with what went down in Cleveland, and that's
and that's the bad thing about. And see, they went going, if we continue to do this, then we're gonna have to do what we don't want to do, and that's everything's guaranteed contracts,
right.
And we don't want to do that.
Right.
And then you see that what's looking like right now, the next NFL. TV contract is going to be like $25 billion.
Right.
And then you start saying,
with YouTube TV.
Yeah. And you start telling the owner, shut the hell up and spend money on these guys. I want Lamar. I'm a Baltimore Ravens fan and I want him out of Baltimore for his own sake.
For safety's sake.
Because Baltimore has not treated him well.
Right.
It's the same
thing. They didn't give him the weapons. They didn't give him the protection.
It's really funny because Baker Mayfield, and he had a history, hasn't had as many bad things said about him as Kyler Murray has.
Right.
And they're the same. And Kyler Murray's taken his team to the playoffs and has been a Pro Bowl player. Baker Mayfield has not. And Kyler Murray, you know, and everybody says, well, Kyler Murray runs too. I've never seen Kyler Murray. I've seen Kyler Murray get sacked and get hit. I've never seen Kyler Murray get hit when he's on a run because he runs out of bounds.
Yes.
He's not Lamar Jackson, but Kyler Murray is a very talented young man that has been wronged. I mean, it's amazing the amount of quarterbacks that have been wronged and are irreparable from the coaching they had. Sean McVay is one of the greatest coaches of all time.
Right.
He had no idea in the world what to do with Jared Goff. It took Jared Goff 2 years and to have some people in Detroit to believe in him, and he almost took them to the playoffs.
Yeah, Sean McVay, this is going to be an interesting year for the Rams.
I don't think Stafford's going to play. I think he's hurt.
I think McVay is disconnected. He's ready for the booth, dude.
Well, he is. And he's going to be great in the booth. Except his voice is crazy high, and it's going to be weird. Next one is Mike McDaniel. That's remind me. Look at me and say Mike McDaniel. The last one on Sean, on Jared Goff is – you know, and they're still trying to find somebody else to come in Detroit to do that.
Right.
And they're still trying to find, and you're like, the guy let, Same thing they said about Daniel Jones. Well, he didn't have a very good 2 years. And look, and I'm like, he was throwing to me and you.
I know.
It's crazy. But so
Mike McDaniel
had the best quote today. He's like, how much money did the Washington Commanders? They have two bids for $6 billion. I had to pay for my own coffee.
He goes, I couldn't even get a free cup of coffee. But
he could come to Des Moines and sit in a living room with Zach, Andrew, and Nate, and you would think all four of them were brothers. He looks like he's 22 years old.
Well, and he and Sean McVay, I guess, because all my 49ers buddies were telling me when Mike McDaniel came to Miami, it's he and McVay are like vintage 90s hip-hop savants, and they'll play and who sang this and what album. I mean, but they're just a couple of kids. I mean, it does kind of crack me up, but they do remind me of Zach and Andrew. And
yeah, Pete Carroll's 72. Yeah. I guarantee you Mike McDaniel and Sean McVay are not 36 years old yet.
No.
And it's crazy. And it's fun. I mean, that's the NFL, you know, people like to say the NFL is the no fun league, but the coaches are getting to a point. I mean, look what we thought of Dan Campbell and the Philadelphia Eagle guy, just Sirianni.
Sirianni, yeah.
We're like, oh my God, these two guys are bad.
They were bad interview, whoa, first perception, but
wow.
But they are that type of, I hate to use the phrase, blue collar coach.
Yes.
With the you know, drink a beer, punch me in the nose, and be your best man type of guy. You know, I mean, it's...
I get it. I think that's awesome as well. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. B-Style's coming up at 521. Andrew's going to make an appearance in here at some time today. Scott and I will be back right after this break. Welcome back again, everybody. Happy Tuesday. We were talking about beer and Iowa Cubs.
Iowa Cubs, Chicago Cubs. Cubs.
You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower _13, and at Happy Hour _SS. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ as well. This segment will be brought to you by Woodman Controls Company. Is Iowa's intelligent building solution company, provides designs, engineers, installs, programs, and services HVAC, lighting, card access, and camera controls for the entire state. They can fully automate your building and improve efficiency, comfort, and security. Located in Ankeny, Iowa, go to woodmancontrols.com and look for various high-end employment opportunities in development, project management, field or service technicians, and many more for an outstanding automation machinery manufacturing company. There you go.
There you go.
Oh, let me see here. No things.
All right. I know we're different places we're going to go, but it's in my notes, so I'm going to ask you.
Okay, hit me.
What was your relationship and history with Spaghetti Works?
Quite a bit. First couple of homecomings, proms. It was a place where we could go down and the kids loved noodles and you could let the kids run around and they could be loud and nobody cared.
Honestly, my biggest memory for me was, because I mean, they were a staple downtown for 40 years. Yep. Obviously, it's going to be – it's the same type of stuff. When I heard Maxie's was closing over on Grand, but then somebody stepped up, bought it. What'd they say? They changed the carpet and changed the owner. That's what they did. So Maxie's going to keep doing what Maxie's doing.
Maxie's was a huge for me. That was my mom used to work. The insurance exchange that she worked for was right across the street now from what is Unity Point Medical Clinic, right there.
Right, right.
And she would have somebody bring me out to her, and we would go to Maxie's after she got off.
Oh, yeah. We'd do
pretty fun.
Maxie's, we'd sit in the bar and do the, I believe it was the steak sandwich back. But anyway, another one that
Staples,
that Charlie and Mary introduced me to. But my memory of Spaghetti Works was, because they had a comedy club in the back?
Yes. Went there a bunch of times
as
well.
We did. This is when I was like right out of college, and we were working for a lumberyard out of Ames, and we all jumped on to a chartered bus. They took us down, Spaghetti Works, the comedy show in the back, and then it's back when the original light show was out at what was the insurance place across from Des Moines Golf and Country Club?
Yes. Yes.
So anyway, it was the original light show. So I mean,
G starts with a G.
Right. But I mean, we did Spaghetti Works for our Christmas dinner, the comedy show, which was great. And then it was, we went through the, no, it was Continental Western, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Continental Western.
But anyway, and then we did the light show. But that was my experience that, I don't know, I kind of got spoiled on some other Southside Italian places that we never really, as of recent, went to Spaghetti Works. But it's going to be interesting. You hate to hear the story of why, for something of that long, that was a staple, you know, why the page is going to turn on them. But that it's too bad to hear that.
Yeah, and even before we didn't go this much because once we moved into our house on John Patterson, it was Latin King. You know, you couldn't
old
mix,
Latin King. Yeah.
Old Latin King. Yeah. You couldn't mix the venues then.
Right.
Once we had kids, I'm never going to forget Bobby and Bobby's dad and everybody. We would come in and you could see that it was our first child. And we wanted to have dinner, and they would come and pick Zach up and walk around with him, and we got to eat dinner. And I'm like, Jen, if they're going to do that, we're going to come down here and eat.
It is funny how you would say that, because there is such brand loyalty when you do get in with.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know.
Everything that we do is brand loyalty.
We moved.
Our families.
We moved 10 blocks from the south side to the southwest side, and now I pretty much have a chair at Francie's with my name on it. We can go into Skip's and sit at the bar, and they know me. I mean, it's.
And our one on 8th Street, what's that one? The one we did trivia at.
Trivia. Oh, Grand Junction.
Grand Junction.
They are asking. They're wondering, hey, patio's going to warm up here soon. You guys come back.
Yes.
So we got to get over there.
We're coming.
Yes, we did trivia there. And you know what? There are some people in this world. I think I have a cesspool of knowledge in my head.
Oh, my gosh.
There's some people out there. I asked the guy running the trivia night, is this like a circuit? Where how do people know these things?
How do people know? I mean, we're getting 6 out of 10, and they're getting 9 out of 10 on every one. And I'm like, there is no way that you have somebody sitting at your table that knows that.
And then you get a 52-year-old and a 55-year-old going, all right, this is a no-phone area. I mean, I thought this was real. I mean, if people are using their phones, this isn't right. But, oh, my God, that was fun. They do a nice job over there. And amazing food. Chris is killing it. He's good. I think the dude's lost over 70 pounds. Looks great. Good job out of him.
It is.
That's got to be tough on a restaurant that much and getting healthy. Well, okay.
No doubt.
I guess you got to do what you got to do. All right. So we touched on it briefly because it's radio silence on Chris Murray.
Yes.
He was named, what was it? He was 14th, 13th overall, named consensus third team, All-American, blah, blah. I mean, so he's getting the accolades.
Yeah.
Today, where's Gary at? Does he go to the draft? Does he go to the NBA?
I think you have to. I have no idea what his name, image, and likeness is at the University of Iowa. Nobody knows. His brother's in the NBA. Yes. I mean, if you play another year and you don't have a good year, or maybe the team around you is not as good, you don't have everybody there, and your season's not as good, he was first team All Big Ten. He did what he was supposed to do. It's going to be the same thing.
I think now is the time for the iron. The iron is hottest for him to strike to make the move, because he's still close enough to his, look what his brother's doing. We can make this out of him,
right,
as well. I'm not saying they have to put them together.
And his brother's a lot better player now than he was,
right,
when he was.
If you can put NBA money behind it and build him the way we want, I think it's pretty much a, except for the paperwork, done deal.
And I think Kenyon, I think he understands that. Okay,
right.
You got to go when the iron's hot. I'm telling you, there's not 25 guys that I could pick that's going to be in the first round. You just never know. I mean, the only thing that's a given next year is that Victor Wembanyama is going to go number one.
Right.
And he's a 7'6" unicorn. So, yes,
yeah, exactly.
He can go number one. I get that. He's Shaquille O'Neal, who can shoot threes, but it looks like somebody could break him,
right,
where Shaquille O'Neal,
right,
was
exactly
7 foot and 800 pounds of Superman.
Yeah. But like the twins from Pitt.
Yes.
I mean, they
got some work to do.
What, 6'9", 6'10"? I mean, they're big, but
and they can
lanky.
Dribble.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Get 25 pounds on those two?
Okay, this is one. I'm a I hate to admit this on the radio, but for some odd reason, I am a Mike Greenberg fan. I used to love Mike and Mike, but Mike Greenberg's coming out with the book, and I thought that you would get a kick out of this. I think Grandpa's going to get a kick out of this. It's called Got Your Number. They pick the best individual for every number in sports.
Oh my
God. Who's the best number one? Who's the best number two? Who's the best number three? I think that once that book comes out, that we get a group in here and we get Grandpa in here. We got to have some
different eras of different opinions.
Because my number six and Grandpa's number six, even though we think they may be close, and help me, Grandpa, and if I mess this up, I think Mickey Mantle was number six.
Okay.
And if it's not, Grandpa, I apologize. But
you're going to have
I could see that because I'm an old time Yankee fan and I have Mickey Mantle stuff. But I also love Dr. J, you know, and he was number six. Or maybe Joe DiMaggio was six and Mickey Mantle was four.
And it's going to come down to.
No, Joe DiMaggio was nine.
Okay, but
that's just the important thing there.
This is from a party to a tailgate to a radio show.
Yes,
I'm gonna pick at you, and we're gonna figure out reason to debate. It's a great thing.
I just thought about number 12, Terry Bradshaw, Joe Namath, Tom Brady, just the 12s alone.
Just looking because I was thinking Greenberg's going through heart surgery.
Yeah, he did. If it's in rhythm, so he has a non-rhythmatic.
They call it a cardiac ablation.
Yeah, and so his heart skips every once in a while.
Pacemaker type thing,
and probably I'm assuming that's what they'll do.
All right.
But he had to.
They're good at this type of stuff. So let's.
Yeah, he was
prayers for the best.
Yeah, he was off for like 10 days.
Right. Well,
but he was back on, and so their book. I think their book comes out. I mean, I think you can get it now, but their book comes out tomorrow. I just thought. I mean, my God, what a cool thing. And we're going to end our show today.
Wait, who did you? You said for number 12, who? Terry Bradshaw and who?
Joe Namath, Aaron Rodgers.
Tom Brady?
I said Tom Brady.
Okay, I didn't. I was going to say TB12. Hello?
Yeah, I mean, that's a crazy thing. When we walked in today, we found the guys in here debating on.
And we'll tease it
right now. Okay. That how many members of a group have to still be in the group to use their same name?
And we're speaking of a band.
A band.
Something to think
about. It's going to be fun. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us live on 1700 The Champ AM 101.3 FM. Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Be right back.